when a pa, sing me a le pa pa kalwa.
Kaktut, takanat, the elder speaks. From our elders, we learn of personal struggles and gain traditional skills to solve the problems of today. With the elders, we can rekindle the fire that feeds the spirit and unite with the life-sustaining element of nature and the universe. Join us now for Uqaqtut Utaqanat, the Elder Speaks.
Elder Lena Sauer speaks on the practices of the shaman.
Kilunakun inyong kamanon nagaka akanon kitukro kilaksotip lugo ubunga tamarumona tunaklo kilotikun inyoglo ukalaruk ukaraktup kangisirotiraktup ima abanito pinigay ko ti kamerong sukamerong inyoglo akilaksokmatin at nangakto ilawak siyang nekablo at sokmatin tamarumona Tunaklo inyoglo o karakto kilulakon. Kasama kiling nang itsaktong naga man, ati angit man, o kilyo ni, o karakto. Uba, ilim ni uba nga inyoy kana, tunaklo inyoglo o kakmagnit, kinyak sa malita, naga tamari ilokating agling nagtao kakto. Inyong kilaklo ni inyoglo ni laksika ni, sutul layak lo, Sumit sa balayak lo, inyoit ilayak sa layak lo, kaya masi nuyang itablo nga kumamirot, ilayak sa layak matang atake family tapi yang at ilayak sa tokon tamnat nangyak tok tukunaktok. Tukunaktok, ilayak sa tok patak, ilayak mo tayong mirot, ilipsi ilayak mo tipsi sun, aglan, tutulo mako, Hon nang ingin marana brang nektor pakit tagay iri ego tik tamara sabing mulit masigal lakluit pira tamara iri ego tik inagat tepko tana tunaw na aglang namit kisenit pekak kicinya sap inyuk nenit isumatu ya kicinya hone inyuk akisya inyuk tong nagligilu kilatlaram angat kuram suram tamna ilanga Ilaw sinyele minyaga, aglan, sumag atsok matikisenek, akilip matikisenek, inyong angat kuram, kilakak tablo, tam na ikayuti na nga tablata, sumag nakuro niya oramit, tuna, pinyasok, aglan, inyong isumatuya lang na magsangan na kanit sinagli, inyak takang na nasok.
She said the drum was not the only medium for communication. They had what they called a kilon, and she used her cane as an example. They used a willow thinner than that, and they would hook it onto. See, the thing was whatever they wanted to know. She felt this was a communication between the devil and the person who was the medium. And somebody had to pay them for that information, whatever they wanted to know, like if the sick person was going to get well, or if the hunter who had been gone a long way, if he was okay, or these things, whatever the person wanted to know, and they paid this medium, this angatko, to do for them, then they would tie that person's mukluk or his mitten to the end of that and work it and somehow they would the communication would be established. Sometimes restrictions would be imposed on the people, like if somebody was sick, said, okay, you are not to comb your hair for an extended period of time. If you comb your hair before you reach that time, that person will die. And sometimes, even though they had lice in their hair and their head itch and they want to comb their hair, they didn't dare because they didn't want their relative to die. So there were these taboos that were imposed on the people and they had to obey them. And they didn't have combs like we did today. They had either wooden comb or a bone comb that they used a knife to, that they made with their implements. She said the medicine man, whose powers came from the devil, didn't do any good deeds for anybody for free. Only as they were paid would they do service. Everything they did for people was for pay. The only thing he ever did for people was to create worries for them.
Elder Lena Sowers speaks.
The Elder Speaks, a program of caring and sharing produced by KOTZ, working in cooperation with the Manilok Association and the Kotzebue Inupiaq Iliqut Seyit program.